Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Turn it up. break away, so take my hand out, 'cause I want to live.
And welcome to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. You just heard a Native American song talking about the earth and giving back to the earth, and that's by Orville Byrd. He's one of Reverend B's favorite people that she knows. I want to shout out to her. Hello, Reverend B. She's our producer and main person who runs WGGM here. You heard her on the commercial earlier. And then you heard a little bit of Sweet Home Alabama by Bethany Caudell. She's a singer-songwriter, so I wanted to play a little bit of that for you. And then you heard a song about animals, and that song is perfect for our guest today because she talks to animals all the time, and they roam careless and free, and they never lie. They always tell us the truth. My friend Kathy Hughes from St. Louis has been working since 1988 as an insurance agent in St. Louis, Missouri. In 1998, she began doing some volunteer work for a local greyhound rescue. She rescued called Rescue Racers of St. Louis. In 1999, while still selling insurance, she started helping some of the greyhound owners by doing some of the dog sitting and things like that. And it was during that time that she started hearing little voices of animals and things that they would say. While she was preparing their dog food, she would hear things like, "That's not how mom does it." And while she's taking the dog for a walk, she might say, "Oh, you know," they might say, "Well, dad turns this way." So she thought it was kind of interesting and sort of weird all at the same time, which I think is really great, because when I started hearing animals talking, I just thought it was normal because I saw them on TV and I thought, well, if they do it on TV, you know, surely they really do that. So anyway, Kathy Hughes was told about a book by Amelia Kincaid called Straight from the Horse's Mouth. So she read that book and then she gained more knowledge. And then in April of 2004, Kathy had the opportunity to attend a two-day workshop conducted by Amelia Kincaid, and after that workshop, the communication improved, and so she's been helping do this for a long, long time, and she's been communicating with animals ever since. And her goal is to promote a greater awareness of the ability within all of us to talk to animals. So she believes that when we learn to quiet our minds and we discard a lot of the old beliefs and old things that, you know, are set in our minds, that we can do this. So that's amazing. You can check Kathy out at coolaidclinic.com, COOLAIDE clinic, CLINIC.com. She's our guest today. You can call in at 347-237-5339. We also have an event coming up in St. Louis at the Soul Esteem Center in Maryland Heights that she's going to be a part of and I'm going to be a part of. It's going to be pretty exciting. So you'll have to check that out. There's more information on that on Facebook, or you can also email me at starwaya@hotmail.com for more information. So again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Kathy live now. We're going to talk a little bit more about the things she's been up to and maybe some other things too. Welcome to the show, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good, Amanda. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you on. I enjoy talking with you pretty much all the time. Anyway, it's fun.
Yeah, thank you.
You do a great job. And
oh, thanks. Thanks for telling my story. I really appreciate that.
Well, no
problem. About how I got started
and
everything.
I wanted to give them a brief bio, but I thought you could tell them a little bit more, and then maybe we can, you know, look at some other topics too. Maybe there's some things you want to share with our listeners.
Well, yeah, always. Always like to educate people because I've learned a lot just on my journey with talking with the animals as well. I learned way much more than I ever thought. I don't know if you want me to go in and tell you a few stories. I have so
many
stories.
Maybe a little bit more about how it started. I know you said that you went to a rescue and you were hearing things like, you know, the owner doesn't prepare food like that, or they don't turn down this direction. That is pretty cool. Somebody who's just a normal somebody, which is, you know, us too in a way, would think, well, gosh, that's just my imagination. I'm hearing things. That must have been really surprising for you, or maybe it caught you off guard.
It did really catch me off guard. I really didn't know what was going on. You know, I heard these little voices in my head. Like you said, I'm preparing their food, and I hear in my head, that's not how my mom does it. And the voice that I heard was very similar to my own little voice, but it also kind of came with a feeling. I could feel that they were kind of like perturbed or upset, you know? And I remember saying, I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know what was going on, and I just kind of remember saying something back to them. Well, your mom's not here right now, and I'm fixing it, and I think you're going to like it. So then afterwards, I, you know, gave them their food, and this was a house that had four greyhounds, by the way, and I really couldn't tell. Well, first, number one, I didn't know if it was really them talking to me. And then if it was one of them, I didn't know which one. I just, you know, like I said, heard these voices. But then after they ate and I sat down and was reading a book, I all of a sudden heard in my head another little voice. And this time it came with a happy feeling. And it said, you were right. We liked it. And you can fix it like that again. And that just really threw me off guard because now I'm feeling like I'm having an actual conversation with them.
Right.
So that's it. Just kind of went on from there.
So when you heard them, did you feel like you were maybe having a conversation with yourself when it first started? Like maybe you're sort of you know, interjecting for them or something. Did it feel like that, or did you really feel like the animal was talking to you?
I really felt like the animal was talking to me because I wasn't interjecting.
Cool.
I wasn't coming up with this happy feeling that I had or this perturbed feeling. That just, like, hit me from out of the blue. I mean, I'm just concentrating on my book, and all of a sudden I get this really happy feeling, and I hear this voice. So
that's amazing. That's really something. And this came from the dogs, and then you've had other stories that happened. You must have been really excited when you found out you could really – utilize this and use this to help people.
Oh, yeah. I feel very extremely blessed, really. From there it went, you know, from dogs to cats to horses to animals in the wild and just about any kind of animal. Well, and then from there I figured out that if I can, someone asked me, if you can communicate with animals that are living, can you communicate with animals that are living in spirit? And I'm like, well, I don't know. So I sat down and tried it. But that wasn't until after I had the class with Amelia Kincaid, because I think before then I was still kind of iffy about the whole thing, unsure about it. But Amelia talked to me and said, you know, if you just trust what you're getting, you'll be fine. So I decided to trust that.
Well, I think it's all about heart. So you must have went in and tried to communicate with a deceased one, and it went really well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Then it just,
good.
It seemed to really help the person that I was doing it for, and you know, it made them feel better. And I've learned since that the animals are just basically waiting to hear from us. So the deceased animals, well, any of them, even the living ones, they're just waiting to get their voice heard. But the ones that are living in spirit, they're just basically, they have so many messages for us and they can help us in so many ways. It's just like they're all waiting around for us to give them the opportunity to be heard.
That's wonderful. So, they're just kind of staying in the background waiting for somebody to say, well, you know, I want to hear a message from them or I want to know they're okay.
Right.
That's
right.
Important for people to know, because I know sometimes people probably came to you very distraught about their animals and what happened.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They feel bad maybe about having to put it down, or they feel bad about an accident that happened or whatever. And then hearing from the animal, you know, after it's gone, it just makes them feel a lot better. It takes kind of a weight off of them.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine it would. I've seen people relieved when they know that, you know, oh, their animal's happy or everything's okay and stuff like
right.
that. Now you have a background picture on your Facebook page, and then we'll have to get into you know, last weekend. I thought that was pretty neat too.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful horse on your Facebook page that is just beautiful. You want to share with the listeners about that?
Yeah, that his name is Moritz, Moritz. That was a horse that was actually living in, or is still living in, as far as I know, in Germany. I'm, you know, in St. Louis, and that's the first horse that I ever talked with. I was part of a Yahoo group that did tapping, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and a woman from Germany got on the group and posted that her horse was dying of a rare hoof disease, and she asked everyone to start tapping for it. So we did, and about 2 days later we got another post from her saying that the vet came out, and the vet had been encouraging her to have the horse put down, and she didn't want to do that. And when he came out this second time, you know, 2 days later after we started tapping, he noticed that the hoof was getting better, and he said, I don't know what you're doing, but just keep doing it. But he still said, I can't imagine that this hoof is ever going to get any better, and he was still encouraging her to consider putting the horse down. Well, she wasn't going to give in to that, and she wrote again and told us, you know, keep doing whatever you're doing. And so while I was tapping, it just occurred to me that I could maybe communicate with the horse and find out what the horse wants. And so I asked her, you know, to send me a picture and if she would be open to me communicating with it. And she was. So once I connected with Moritz, I never know how to say his name, but once I connected with him, yeah, he's a gorgeous horse. Once I connected with him, he just was very blunt about what he wanted and what he needed. He did tell me that he felt all of the energy and he felt everybody tapping, and he felt that he was getting better, but that he needed iron. And he was very specific about needing a very good iron supplement. Well, like I said, this was the first time me ever talking with a horse. I didn't know what iron would do to a horse. So before I contacted her to tell her what he told me, I looked it up, and I found out that when a horse is under stress, that's the one thing they need the most is iron. So then I felt confident telling her, and she said, I know exactly what he's talking about. I know exactly where to go to get the iron. She went and did it, started giving it to him, and he got better.
That's wonderful.
The hoof disease, yeah, got better. So so that's like my that was my first horse that I talked with, and I love talking with horses because they're so direct about what they need. A lot of times they don't care about hurting our feelings. They're just going to say it no matter what, you know?
Yeah, they really don't care. I agree. And that's a beautiful story that you shared about how you helped that horse get better, and he is still living right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I need to contact her to find out. That was back in like 2003, 2004, and
Just a gorgeous horse. So speaking of horses, last weekend you came out and I got to see you for a little while, which was wonderful. It's been quite a while since I've actually seen you, and I have a lot of respect for you, and I was happy to see you. What did you think of the Mustang horses that were there, Scooter and Squala?
Yeah, they were beautiful. They were very happy to be there. And just enjoyed, I could tell that they really had a lot of respect for the man that takes care of them. And they were just really happy to be with him. That was the main thing. Just really, they feel like they want, they're just like him, where they want to go out as often as they can to help educate people about the Mustangs. So it was really
That's great.
Awesome. It was really awesome being in their presence. They were just, they're so beautiful.
I'm glad that you got to talk with them a little bit. I know Squala told me her story about how she was ripped from her mother at 2 years old. She was very young. That was the red one. And she was just talking nonstop about how happy she was to be out of there. And like you said, educating, you know, people.
Right.
And then Scooter, he's just happy to have attention. You know, he wants to get out there and talk to people and socialize. He had the blonde mane. He was very pretty. So I'm glad you got to talk with them also and get their feedback on how they were feeling about everything, because I wanted to know how you felt, you know, being around them and what they said to you.
Oh, yeah. They were great. They were, especially Scooter was very relaxed and just enjoyed being there.
Oh, yeah. He really was happy.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, it was really wonderful to see you and, you know, catch up on everything. So you want to share some of your stories with animals that you've had with our listeners?
Well, sure. A couple things I just wanted to talk about was, you know, when I first got started, I knew about things like glucosamine and chondroitin, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. I didn't know what they did for humans, much less animals. But I started hearing those words from dogs especially. They would say, I need glucosamine or I need chondroitin. And then and sometimes I'd hear MSM. And it's like, I don't even know what all this stuff is. I mean, I know it's good for you. But then I'd start looking it up and I would see that, you're having joint problems. I can see where glucosamine and chondroitin would definitely help. So it's like they know when something is wrong with them, they know what they need. And then the other thing that I get a lot is a lot of times I hear from them, take my mom to the chicken coop, or tell my dad what would happen if I were allowed to roam free and I stumbled upon a chicken coop. And what I've learned is that what they're trying to tell their human is that if they were out in the wild and they came across a chicken coop, they'd go in and they'd kill the chicken and eat the chicken and the eggs, and they're not going to separate the egg from the shell. They're going to eat the whole thing, and they're not going to cook any of it first. They're just craving the raw meat. Well, they're craving meat in general. So that's one thing that I've learned. Like I don't have a dog, or I don't have any animals. So I didn't really paid attention to what people were feeding their animals. But from talking with them, I'm learning that a lot of the stuff that's out there that people are feeding their dogs and cats and horses, whatever, is all processed stuff, and it's all full of grains and things that aren't helpful to them, things that they would never eat in the wild. I've learned more through the animals about grain-free diets and grass-fed, you know, animals and stuff like that. I mean, talking with the animals, I've learned more about things that I should eat and not eat. So just learned a lot from them. But that's one thing that I always get is I get an image of a chicken coop, and I hear them telling me, take my mom to the chicken coop. So that's always pretty funny. Yeah.
That is pretty funny. And I'm glad that you also learned maybe more about what you want to eat, you know, or what you should eat. Yeah. Just from them, you know, teaching you how to, you know, better yourself. I always say if we can get on a better diet, that, you know, the animals can be on a better diet too.
Right.
When I moved out this way, where the animals are, my friend has a cat, and he was breaking out really bad. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I knew even at a distance that it was something in the food that he was mm-hmm. eating, just by what
yeah.
he was talking about. And he's a Siamese cat with six toes and blue eyes, and he's got a mask on. He's real cute. His name's Frito. And so I told Frito when I got there I would check out his food. And so when I looked at his food, it, you know, had all kinds of stuff in it that he shouldn't have. And a vet had told my friend that he was allergic to salmon, fish. And I said, oh, no, he's not allergic to fish. He's allergic to what's in this type of food, and that's why he's uncomfortable. So when we switched Frito over to a different diet with just no grain, no soy, no dairy, all that stuff, just a really good natural food, he cleared right up. He was so happy.
Yeah.
And
he's
just all full of praises now that he has regular food and he can have fish and he can have whatever he wants because, you know, there's no more bumps on him.
Right. The dogs and cats, they always tell me, I need an ancestor diet. Give me an ancestor diet. And, you know, if we look at their true ancestors, you know, the cats in the wild and or wolves and coyotes and what they eat, that's exactly what they need. So
yeah.
They don't need, they would never drink, you know, cow's milk or eat wheat or corn or soy or none of that.
No, not their regular diet. They're carnivores, so
yeah,
you know, for the cats and the dogs, they're looking more for the other types of foods instead of what the other people are giving them. So that's really true.
So another thing that I've learned from the animals, which was pretty enlightening for me. I mean, it's something I always thought, but was never really sure. I had a woman come to me. She had a dog that had just given birth to, I think it was about 7 puppies, and one of them was stillborn, and she felt really bad about the one that, you know, wasn't living. So she wanted me to contact that one and find out, you know, well, what happened? Did she do something wrong? That kind of thing. And basically the little puppy told me not to worry, that the soul never did join the body. So what she was looking at was really just the physical death, not the death of the soul. That the soul doesn't join the body until after birth, and sometimes it could be 2 or 3 days or weeks after birth before the soul actually joins with the body. It won't join, apparently, until it knows that it's going to be able to survive and live. So I thought that was huge.
That was huge.
Really good information. So
it really
like
helps
the
person to know that something wasn't suffering like that when it's you know, stillborn.
Right.
Even if it's even a person who has a baby and they end up, you know, breathing and living and then having to come off the respirator in like, you know, 2 months later. I think that from what I learned from the baby, he did not suffer, which was really good. You know, he wasn't actually attached.
Right. So this one was saying, you know, basically the little puppy knew that it that the human mom was going to, well, and even the dog mom was going to have its hands full with the 6 that it already had. And so the little one was telling me that, you know, when it's time, then it will find a way, you know, to come. But the timing wasn't right either. So I thought that was pretty good.
That is pretty good. Always knowing that, okay, this time it wasn't the right time, but maybe later.
Right. Exactly. The other thing I've learned is how good they are at reading our minds. They actually read our minds before they hear our words. A lot of times, I give the example of, you know, let's say you have a dog and you know somebody's going to be coming over to visit, And you know that as soon as that person knocks on the door or comes to the door, the dog's going to get all excited. And the minute you open the door, the dog is going to jump on the person, and you don't want that. Well, what they tell me is that what is happening is you're anticipating the jumping for like an hour before the person even gets there. And you have that image in the in your head about, oh, you know, she's going to come to the door and my dog's going to jump on her and what am I going to do? They see that image running over and over again in your head, and they actually think that that's what you want them to do. So that so when the person gets there and you open the door, they jump on the person. They don't hear you saying, no, don't jump, until like minutes later. And they're kind of confused because they're kind of like, well, for the past hour, you've been sending me the image that you want me to jump. So I tell people that, you know, if they don't want the dog to jump, then for that hour before the person gets there, you need to start sending them the image of what you do want rather than what you don't want. Whenever you want an animal to do something, you get that image in your head rather than the image of what you don't want. And that's going to help the animal as much as it's going to help you.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Because, see, they're getting confused. They're thinking
right.
that that's what you want because you're thinking about it for the past 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And then think
exactly.
about something different, and you show them, okay, this is what I want, and they're not going, okay, well, she wants me to jump. They just
right.
assume that that's what you're wanting because you're worried.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it's the same thing with everything else, too. When you come home from work and you're stressed and you're still thinking about work and everything like that, they feel like it's their job to take that stress away from you. And they really would like you to be more in the moment, you know, in the present. So they'll do anything they can to try to get you to get your mind off of your work. So they might act
yeah.
up, or they might just sit, you know, quietly by you trying to pull that from you, or, you know, they're pretty clever. They'll come up with different things trying to get you to get out of your head and more in the present, which is pretty awesome.
That's wonderful because they pull you where you need to go instead of you focusing on something else. I have a friend of mine who has some dogs and I think horses and chickens, and she wants me to come see her farm. And she was telling me a few days ago about her black and white dog is constantly going on the floor all the time. And I told her, well, that's probably just to get your attention somewhere. Because
right.
she thinks it's okay to do it. And then the other dog is thinking, okay, I should do it too. So now they both are doing it.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of times it is to get their attention. It could also be a physical thing too, but you know, I never really know until I start actually talking with the animal, because the animal will know. The animal will be able to tell you, I'm peeing in the house because I'm actually pissed off. Or
right.
I'm peeing in the house because I have a kidney infection, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't feel that there was anything wrong with her black and white dog, but I think it's an attention getter. There's something,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
that's needing to go on
yeah.
in her house that is not going on in her house, and hopefully they'll be able to get that under control and figure that out so the other one doesn't decide, you know, to continue doing that.
Right, right.
It's just all in paying attention and all of that. So do you have any other things you'd like to share?
I never really thought about this, but the dogs are always telling me how much they need to walk, and the thing that I always get from them is, explain to my mom that birds fly and fish swim and dogs walk. It's something that I need to do. And if you think about it, yeah, if you look at a coyote will walk up to 5 miles a day, and they'll walk in a different direction every day, and usually on the fifth day they'll end up back where they started 5 days ago. So they really have a sense of direction. They'll follow the sun and the moon, that kind of thing. But the walking really helps them, you know, with everything, but basically learning their way around. And a lot of our animals, a lot of the dogs are losing that ability. Like a lot of them, if they get out in the front yard and get away, they get so disoriented they don't know how to find their way back because they haven't been out walking enough. And then the other thing, well, so a lot of times people will say, well, they get a lot of activity. We have a big yard. They play in the yard. And so then the dogs tell me, tell my mom to go out and hang out in the backyard for a while and see how her body feels, see what that does to her mind, and then tell my mom to go out in the front and walk down the street, take a really long, you know, mile or two walk and see what that does to your body and your mind. And can you see how the two activities are totally different? And can you see how I need the walking more than I need the playing in the backyard? And a lot of times then people will, it's almost like you see the light bulb go off. They're like, oh, okay, yeah. I know how that would be for me if I went for a walk versus played in the backyard. So,
yeah, they actually get the truth of that. Wow.
Yeah. So that's really good. And then, I mean, I was just always surprised, like I said, about the different things that the animals can teach us. I mean, another thing I started getting was I never knew about something called diatomaceous earth. I started seeing
that's
these letters.
Oh,
I'm sorry?
That's good stuff. The diatomaceous earth
is
really wonderful
it
stuff.
It is really good stuff. But I didn't really know anything about it until the animals started telling me about it. I'd get these big capital letters in my head, capital D period, capital E period, and they would say, I need this. And then I'd see parts of this long word, diatomaceous. I'm like, what is that? And then I found out that, you know, humans and animals, we all would benefit from, you know, food-grade diatomaceous earth. It gets rid of tons of different parasites. So that was another thing I learned. They're just so smart. They seem to be so much smarter than we are, and I do really feel that they're here to help us as much as we're here to help them. I do remember something else I learned, this kind of switching gears a little bit, but I've had the pleasure and the honor of talking with quite a few ducks. There's a couple in the St. Louis area that are raising, they rescued several ducks and are raising them now. And you know how you always hear that ducks mate for life? I never really was sure, is that true or what? Well, I found out from talking with them, they really do mate for life. There was one duck that was just really sad, and trying to find out why, and it was because where she was rescued from, that's where her mate was, and she was missing her mate. So,
wow,
it really wasn't anything they could do about it because the place that she was rescued from is in California, and now she's living in St. Louis. But you know, that was huge, I think, to learn that you know, it was good that she was rescued because she needed the help, but at the same time, when we take these animals from the wild, we don't realize the consequences of that. You know, we were taking her from her mate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sometimes we don't really realize what we're getting into, but we try to do the best that we can to help them.
Right.
You know,
right.
In our mind. And you know, sometimes it's just reassuring them that that is the best thing. It kind of reminds me of how that red horse was when she was ripped from her mother. You know, it was all they could do to kind of retrain her and get her back to normal because she wanted to be with her mother and she wasn't mothered. So she loves that nurturing and attention and still gets it. I mean, just in more of a human form, and she's put with other, you know, people that are like her, but she's not, you know, with her mother. And I know that's one thing she really wanted. So it's sort of, you know, that, and then if you put a mate together, that's like your mate for life. And a lot of people don't realize that when you rip them, they're like, well, where's my partner, you know, that I, you know, am with, because that's my family.
Just imagine if you were ripped from your mate, you know, or your family.
Exactly.
That reminds me of, other animals have told me about, you know, we humans are breeding, you know, dogs and cats and stuff like that. And for some reason they, we came up with the number that after 8 weeks you can take the puppies or the kittens away from their mother and it'll be fine. Well, why is that the magic number? Or how did we get to that magic number? Sure, maybe for maybe one or two out of the litter, they're fine with leaving after 8 weeks, but other ones still need to be with their mother 9,
yeah.
10, 11, or 12 weeks, you know. I know we mean well, but it's not always best for the animal.
Absolutely. That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I know not everybody can talk to the animal to find out, you know, is this the right time? But there's other ways to, you know, muscle testing, kinesiology, things like that. If people could learn how to do some of those things, they could learn if this is the right time to take this particular puppy away from its mother. It's just
yeah.
an idea, suggestion. So
just a lot better than trying to, you know, take them early and then they're really upset or, you know, it wasn't the right time. I totally agree.
Right. Physically, emotionally, it may not be the right time.
Exactly. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break and come back with some questions. We've got some people in the chat room and also that have called in that want to ask questions. So
okay,
if you want to ask a question, you can hit number 1 on your keypad, and that way I'll know to take your call. And I'll probably just go through all the phone numbers anyway and make sure somebody doesn't want to ask a question. But if you do want to ask a question, hit 1 on your keypad. And or you can message me in the chat room and I'll pass on the question. And we'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Kathy Hughes from St. Louis, Missouri. She's having an event at the Solus Theme Center in Maryland Heights next week on May 31st from noon to 4. You can come early for a service there. We'll talk more about that later. We'll announce that when we come back. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. And again, if you're calling in and you want to ask my guest a question, just hit the number 1 on your keypad or message me in the chat room. We'll be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we are back with WGGM Radio. That was just a little quick break. You can call in and ask us a question at 347-237-5339, or you can go to blogtalk.com/GGM Radio, join the chat room, and message me. We're going to bring Kathy right back. Welcome back, Kathy.
Oh, thank you.
Good.
Good to be back.
So before we actually take our callers, you want to announce the Solus Theme event coming up in St. Louis for everybody so they know?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. We're calling it the St. Louis Psychic Fair. It's on Sunday, May 31st from 12 to 4 p.m. It's $5 admission. We have several readers, what we call readers there. There's going to be Devora. She'll be doing palm readings. Merlin and Deborah Meyer will be doing tarot readings. Loving Rose will be doing aura photos. There's a woman named Layla that is very talented at what she calls aura paintings. And then Amanda, of course, will be there, and several others. And then there will also be vendors there and some presentations that I think are going to be very educational and fun. And we're just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, now if they want to come over to the Solus Theme Center and they don't know where to go, is it 105 Progress Parkway in
yes,
Maryland Heights?
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure that was the address. I was thinking it was. I just wanted to be sure so I could announce that there are all kinds of vendors. I know my friend Sandy's going to be there with oils, and some other people are going to be there too. You're going to be there.
Right.
I'm going to be there. Plenty of people are going to be there. It's going to be great. So come on out and see us at the Solus Theme Center May 31st. Does it start at noon or does it start before noon?
Well, the Solus Theme service, Sunday service, is at 10:30. So people are welcome to come to that. It's from 10:30 to 11, and then the fair will start at 12, from 12 to 4.
Okay, so the fair starts at 12, okay. But they can come in and listen to the Soul Esteem message and all that.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's going to be exciting. And I know my friend Bethany is going to perform at 12:30, I think, too,
yes.
So that'll be good music.
Yes.
So that's going to be awesome. We've got a lot of cool people coming out with holistic stuff and more, so come and join us.
Right. There
All
will
right.
be so several healers there, too, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be exciting. So come out and see us. No, don't be sorry. We're just trying to get it announced. So, again, if you want to ask us a question, you can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad or message me in the chat room. We do have a question from Marilyn Farley. She wants to know, she had to put her TAS down years ago, and it was it for the best? She had a dog that was brought there from Florida, and he was attached, and she would love to know what it was, and she was sorry she couldn't help him. So she wants to know if that was best for Taz.
Okay, so Taz is a dog that that she brought from Florida.
Right.
Is that right? Okay. Well, let me see if I can get connected with Taz.
Oh, she said no, she didn't bring him from Florida. I guess he was in Florida or...
Okay, that's all right. Taz. And did you say he's... Well, I don't really need to know the color, but black and white, did you say?
She does have a black and white dog right now.
Oh, okay.
That's the one that's using the restroom on the floor. Let's see.
Oh, okay, because I feel like...
She said, ask her, I had to put my Taz down years ago. Was it for the best? And then she said, we had a dog that we brought here from Florida, and he was attacked, and we would love to know what it was, and we are sorry we couldn't help him.
Okay. So Taz, I'm feeling like Taz got really sick, and it was very sudden. I'm hearing the words no control. Nobody had any control over the situation. I'm feeling like this was an illness that I feel like it was. So do you know, was it an illness? I feel like it was an illness that he's telling me he carried around for a while, and then suddenly it just flared up, and he went downhill very quickly. I feel like I'm being told that everything that she did was in right timing, in divine timing, and because there was a lot of suffering, I'm being told, on both ends, his and hers. So everything was right. Does that make sense?
Let's see. She's typing. I think it does make sense. Because part two, that she said, we had a dog that we brought here from Florida and he was attacked. We'd love to know what it was, and we're sorry we couldn't help it.
Oh.
She typed
down
here too.
So
she says, yes, it does make sense, and she misses him.
Okay. We're talking about two dogs. One, Taz, that got sick and had to be put down, and then another dog that was attacked, but they don't know who or how it was attacked.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay. The only one that I'm able to get right now is Taz.
The other one was Tank, she said.
Okay. For some reason, I'm being told that Taz is now running circles around everyone, free, and... I feel like Taz visits quite often, so there are no hard feelings directed towards anyone about any part of the situation. So Taz is very, very happy and actually very grateful for the short time that we had together, if that makes sense. And then Tanked, let's see, Tanked... the dog that was attacked, that was extremely sudden, very hurtful, came up from behind. I don't feel like that dog even knows what it was that attacked him. Something with claws, I feel.
Yeah.
Claws, for sure. Really tore into him, if that makes sense. That was very unfortunate. But all is forgiven there, too. It was
a mountain lion, she said.
Oh, okay. That was nobody's fault. That was, he says, basically wrong place, wrong time, and caused too much disruption. I feel like he got in the space. He says partly it was my fault because I got in his space, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's no ill will there either. Just thanking you for the short time. These are animals that I feel had a very short time with her. I'm being told that she is a very good dog person, animal person in general, and if she can find her way to healing. Okay, I'm being shown there's a flower essence called Star of Bethlehem. If she can, I'm being shown the number four drops in a thing of bottled water several times a day will help her get over the grief and the shock of both of these incidents, because I'm being told that it would be helpful for her to allow herself to move on and move forward and open her doors to more animals. I feel like it would be very beneficial for her to start taking in more animals. I feel like she could be a good foster mom. I keep hearing foster.
Yeah, she's very good with animals, and her husband is too. They're very good people.
I'm being told that they have the ability and the space for fostering, and it's okay if they flunk fostering from time to time and end up keeping one or two, but I keep hearing the word, are meant to help more and foster more.
That's great.
If that makes sense. Okay.
She says, wow.
Sense.
Oh, it does. It does. She's very happy with that.
Okay, good.
All right, we're going to go on to our next person, which is area code 618-250. You're on the line with Amanda and Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a human problem. I did my daughter a favor and it cost me some money, but I was wondering to know financially if I'm going to be okay this coming month of June.
I do feel a lot of struggle. I feel like there's going to be enough to barely pay the current bills. July is going to be a much better month for you. But the thing that I'm being told that is keeping you from your fortune is worry. If you would trust more that it's coming, and you'll be fine. I don't know, Amanda, what are you getting?
Yeah, I feel like you need to trust more, and that's going to help bring you peace to where you need to come. You know, it's like you're stuck in an energy that, you know, you need to trust the process, and then that'll dissipate away, because I just feel like you're chained up or you're tied up with something, and this is going to help you move forward once you trust the process.
I've got my kids living with me right now and my granddaughter and different things, and it's kind of difficult for me. I'm an older lady, you know. I also have, you're talking about animals today, I have four little chihuahuas. And the one, Gypsy Rose, is the first one I've had. And she was my little monkey in a past life, which is interesting because she knows it also.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she does traveling with me out of body. She goes with me a lot.
That's great.
So
I keep hearing the word stepped on. The word stepped on. I feel like there's a dog that sometimes feels like it's being stepped on, but I also feel that in some ways there's a child, an adult child, that is in some ways stepping on you, taking advantage. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's my son living with me.
Okay. and I'm being told that he needs to step it up, step up, or...
step out.
Yes, step out.
The funny thing about the dog, you said the dog felt stepped on.
Yes.
That's Gypsy, because Ruby is a white chihuahua, and she's always getting on to her, stepping
mm-hmm.
on her, you know,
mm-hmm.
playing
mm-hmm.
too rough. Yes.
And I keep hearing tough love towards your kids. You need to get tough, tough love.
Yes. I use a fly swatter on the dog.
Well,
I also had a dog, a poodle named Bella, who passed away several years ago, and I felt bad about her passing. It just happened very suddenly, and I never did know what was really wrong with her, but it seemed like she was partially paralyzed in the back, you know.
Yeah.
And I had my son take her to the vet and have her put down. Do you get a message from Bella?
I'm being told that a lot of it was kidneys, kidneys control the joints and the hearing in animals and in humans. And so I'm being told, Amanda, is it okay to give a website on the air?
Yeah, you can go ahead and give her. You can give her a website.
Okay. If you would do a search for Parsley Water Recipe for Pets by Dr. Hulda Clark. Hulda is H-U-L-D-A. That should bring you to a website called Cure Zone, and it tells you how to make the parsley water. I'm being told that that is going to be really good for the existing animals that you have there. They all need a good cleansing. And then if you could also look into the diatomaceous earth and put some of that in their food, a really good website with information about the diatomaceous earth is wolfcreekranch.net, wolfcreekranch.net. So those are going to be very helpful. And I do feel
like a lot of healing on my dogs. I've been doing healing on my dogs for a very long time.
Good.
And
keep it up, because I feel like they feel it.
Yes,
they do.
I believe they do.
You're doing a good job.
Okay. Well, you girls have a wonderful day.
Thank
God
you.
Bless
you too.
All right.
Blessings.
You too. Thank you. Blessings. We have one more caller here, and then we're going to end the show because they have their hand up here. So we'll take this last caller here, which is 661-748, probably a Skype caller. You're on with Amanda and Kathy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Amanda and Kathy?
We're good.
Hi, we're good.
It's Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi there. Kathy, I was wondering, actually, I really enjoyed your show. Quite informative.
Thank you.
I'm a healer as well, and I have a dog named Bella, and she has been my biggest challenge. I've worked on her a lot, and she's, you know, she seems to be, she's up and down.
Yeah.
She seems to do well, and then she doesn't seem to do well.
And what kind of dog is she?
An Airedale Terrier. She got a black back and reddy brown legs.
Brownish red. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't feel like her diet is completely grain-free. Is that true?
Not her snacks aren't, no.
Okay. And I feel like she needs more iron. I just saw a big piece of liver, and when I see that, I know that they're a little deficient in iron. So if you could find some liver and give that to her as a treat, she needs to be completely grain-free. And if you could, there's a book called Switching to Raw. The author's last name is Johnson, I believe. And that will tell you how to gradually move into a completely raw diet. Bella, though, is telling me that even if it's just 50% raw, she'd be happy. But she feels like the grain and the iron are the two primary things that she needs.
So
and then
chicken,
keep up
what
with
about,
your healing.
What about chicken livers?
Chicken livers is fine, but she's telling me she's glad that you mentioned chicken. When she gets chicken, it needs to be completely clean, meaning organic. There is a lot of arsenic in chicken that you get at the grocery stores, and the arsenic it attaches to our tissues and our joints. And she's telling me that she's feeling it in her back, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
I wondered, you know, it's funny because chicken, I would have assumed that chicken was good, but I've given it to her this past week with her organic, she's on a dried pelt, it's a President's Choice one, but I added this chicken to it, and then she'd get bouts of diarrhea.
Okay, I would give her more red meats right now than fish or fowl. This time of year, they need more of the red meats. If you could do some bison and some venison, things like that, that would be great.
Okay. Now, the other thing she has, and I just actually balanced all of her chakras, and they all seem to be out of whack. But she has this... she's always butted against between, you know, people's legs. She seems to butt her head on the ground. And she has a lot of a lot of discharge from her eyes. Can you get a sense of that?
I'm being told that there's something about the water. I'm not sure what it is. Something in the water.
In the bay. We live on a bay.
Oh, okay. What is in her drinking water? Is it distilled water? Because I feel like there's very little nutrients in it.
Well, we're on town water, but I filter it.
Oh, okay.
With just
fine.
Some crystals.
Okay. The water's fine. I feel like she needs more water.
She's really thirsty.
Yeah.
She's thirsty all the time.
She needs
more
water.
Yeah. And when I take her for a walk, I almost have to carry her. She has to go sit in water and to cool off. There's something. I mean, this has been going on for like 4 years, and I was treating it as an emotional type thing because of my ex leaving.
Physical. Part of it's physical. I feel like if you look into some of the things like the DE, the diatomaceous earth, and give her a good cleansing, look into the parsley water recipe for cleaning out the kidneys, I feel like that's what's needed here.
Okay. Okay. All righty. And you were talking earlier about other pets, and I had an Airedale Terrier before who is deceased, and her name is Moogie. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because Bella would never get on the bed. And my daughter said, "Mom, she won't get on the bed because Moogie's there." And I don't know whether that really was true, but it seemed, you know, Bella seems to be very, sort of takes a second, you know, she's not right up front. A little hesitant to be important just came to my mind.
that may be true. I'm not really picking up a whole lot right now. I'm wondering, Amanda, how is our time up?
Our time is just about up. We have like 1 minute left.
Okay. Because I was feeling like we might have to continue this another time or something.
Okay.
I'm not really picking anything up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's
well, we have
I know
a couple of minutes left. So, you know, but I really appreciate you calling in today. And maybe
yes,
look Kathy up for a reading, and she might be able to help you more. You know, you
right.
can check her
okay.
out on the website we shared.
Thanks, Kathy.
And she's
also
on
Facebook.
Thank
appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
I invited
you.
All right, Kathy. It's been wonderful. Thank you for being my guest today. And
well,
we'll
thank
have to
you,
do it
Amanda.
Again sometime.
This has been great. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you next
okay,
time.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to WGGM Radio. Have a great day, everybody.